Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Hello and welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Weirdo by Kathy Unsworth, first published by Serpent's Tale in 2012. Today is all about a ritual murder in a seaside town with a dark underbelly. Sean Ward is an ex-policeman, now private investigator focusing on cold cases. He's been engaged by a barrister to investigate a notorious crime from 20 years ago, because new evidence may have come to light. The crime was a ritualistic murder committed by a 15-year-old schoolgirl, Corinne Woodrow, killing one of her schoolmates. She was branded a witch and dragged through the mud in the press, and she's now held in a psychiatric unit. Sean Ward is investigating claims that she may not have acted alone. The story flips back and forth from 2003 to 1983 in the seaside town of Earnmouth in Norwich. In 1983, Corinne is a bit of an outcast, but she and her friends are exploring the new alternative scene with its music and art and fashion. They dye their hair black, they pile on the eyeliner and spend all their money on records and clothes, emulating bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, Sisters of Mercy and Susie and the Banshees. In the conservative seaside town, Corinne and her friends are named the Weirdos. Then a pretty new girl comes to town and she quickly changes her image from blonde hair and pink leg warmers to goth. But Samantha begins to break friendships apart and cause trouble. In 2003, Sean Ward comes to Earnmouth to investigate what happened and finds many of the people from 1983 are still living in the town, but no one wants to admit there was anyone else but Corinne involved. Sean Ward finds another outsider, the new editor of the local newspaper, who's keen to shake up the town and find the truth. Especially as some of the key players controlling the town in 1983 are dead, but Sean and the editor underestimate the lasting influence of the retired police chief, who is still very much in control. Now, this book appealed to me on a number of levels. As a former teen weirdo myself, I recognise the music, the clothes, and the alternative scene. This is a world I'm very familiar with and love. Each chapter is named after a song from the era, and the author, Kathy Unsworth, is a music journalist. Now, I was drawn to the world of 1983. Corinne is a kid with an awful past. Under the surface of the seaside amusement arcades and tourists, Earnmouth is filled with drugs, teenage sex workers and corruption. The characters are vivid and believable. My heart bled for Corinne with her abusive mother. The new girl Sam is conniving and easy to hate, whereas Debbie, the more sensible one, is trying to hold everything together. If anything, I preferred the scenes in 1983 to the present day. I didn't connect as much with Sean Ward and the editor as I did with the three girls. Although one standout character was the transgender Nodge, who appears in both time frames, a person filled with wisdom and kindness and true witchcraft. And one of the little tricks about this book that I really liked is that the victim of the murder is not revealed until right at the end. And also along with another very satisfying little twist. So if you like alternative British music of the early 80s, corruption, black eyeliner and a little bit of witchcraft, I heartily recommend Weirdo by Kathy Unsworth. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.